Once a month in this church, we celebrate communion. If you're not a member of this congregation, but a member of the body of Christ, you're welcome at this table. This is an open table where we believe if you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, that's what makes the difference and the important part, because we do this in remembrance of Him and we celebrate in His presence together. If you've not yet become a Christian, I urge you, surrender your life to Jesus and let Him fill you with His presence and love. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you. As we partake this morning, we look to the Scriptures for instruction as we find out about what communion is all about. You find those Scriptures, especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself and herself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. We take opportunity to make sure things are right between Jesus and us. If they aren't, I urge you, let this be the day you surrender fully to Him. Ask Him to wash you clean by His blood and forgive you of sin. And then celebrate His forgiveness. Receive Him and receive His forgiveness and mercy. And then celebrate communion, because we do this in remembrance of Him. If there's relational difficulties with others who are not here, I urge you, make a commitment in your heart as much as is possible to get it right with them. And you don't have to not participate in communion. Leave your gift at the altar is good. If that person's in the room, go get right first. Otherwise, make a commitment to the Lord and then get it right as quickly as you can. Let's go to Jesus. Lord, we thank You this morning that we have had opportunity already to celebrate You, to enjoy the cleansing blood, and to enjoy the Spirit of the Lord and the freedom that we have in the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that You will be lifted up in everything we think, do, and say. Lord, even as we hold this bread, this which represents Your body broken for us, we do this with such thanksgiving. Jesus, You went to the cross. We didn't have to. You took our sorrows, our sicknesses, our griefs, our bruisings. We didn't have to. Lord, we thank You for doing what You did for us. Now we do this today. We partake in remembrance of You with such thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Let's all participate together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, as we look at the fruit of the vine, we remember the blood of Jesus shed for us. That blood that ratifies the new covenant. There's no new covenant without the death of Jesus. Your blood shed. Your burial. And thank God, Your resurrection. Thank God that You took our sins upon Yourself. You shed Your blood so that by Your stripes now we may be healed. And right now, by faith, we receive healing power in Jesus' name. By faith, we receive a fresh infusion of Your presence. And we thank You for Your cleansing blood. Let's all partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for being so good, so great, so worthy of praise. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We give You